What would you do if you became a kaiju? Today on Comm Talk, we're talking about the manga that explores that very discussion.
Glix, what is going on?
We are receiving a signal from a new area on the planet Geekery.
All right, let's see what the planet has for us today.
Opening comms in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, Devoted Geeks, and welcome to Comm Talk, podcast extension of Geek Devotions, the show from Devoted Geeks who are devoted to letting you know that you are loved. I'm Dallas, and this is episode 182 of Comm Talk. And ladies and gentlemen, I am excited to have you guys here with us today as we explore Kaiju number 8. Now, some of you guys are wondering, where is Celeste? Well, Celeste is being an adult and adulting. She is currently working on her schoolwork right now. And so that's what she's doing. So I'm going to be here with you guys today talking about a really interesting manga that Dash Anime called Kaiju Number 8. Now, I want to put this out there. I have the first issue of Kaiju Number 8 somewhere in my house. And when I discovered that the anime was coming out, I was kind of excited. I know our friend John Haru, you guys know him from other podcasts with us. He was just as hyped. In fact, the countdown timer on Crunchyroll has been driving him nuts this entire time. But it's a really interesting manga about a gentleman who suddenly becomes a kaiju. And I got really excited about this and had a really great idea of, hey, what if we did a comparison episode, or article rather, where we compared the manga to the anime? So I reached out to some amazing devoted geeks, I reached out to one devoted geek, which actually led me to another one named Miss Leah Miller, who is one of our devoted Patreon geeks. And shout out to her because she let me borrow volume 1 of Kaiju Number 8. And so, like, this is literally what I did today. I got up early and I made myself some coffee because, let's be real, that's how I function. And I pulled out the manga and I began to read Kaiju Number 8. And when it became available today, I sat down to watch the anime. And so what you guys are about to hear is actually a reading of the article that I published on our website, geekdevotions.com, where I discuss this manga versus the anime. And during it, you're going to get my ideas, my view on the show dash manga. Is it worth reading? Is it worth watching? Find out, ladies and gentlemen, as we dive into the article. Kaiju attacking cities. A man down on his luck who is suddenly given a second chance to make something of his life in a dramatic series of events where he must hide the reasoning behind his sudden abilities. When you combine these elements, you have the possibility of something dumb or amazing. In the case of Kaiju Number 8 by Naoya Matsumoto, I apologize for butchering that name, we get something that not only did well as a manga, but has now been transformed into an anime. What's the difference between the two? Let's talk about it. The manga. Kaiju Number 8 was written and drawn by Naoya Matsumoto. The storytelling is a unique balance of drama and comedy. The main character, Kafka, is a man who, at one point, had grand ambitions of being a fierce fighter of kaiju, but ended up being part of the kaiju cleanup team. Naoya Matsumoto did a great job of capturing two unique aspects of Kafka. On the one hand, he is genuinely disappointed that he hasn't achieved his goal. At the same time, it shows that he's still determined to do his best with the situation. He is seen as a hard worker who cares for his job and the people he works with. Now, artistically, Matsumoto has created a fascinating landscape. The character designs allowed the base versions to be used in both the dramatic and comedy sides of the story. At the same time, when he decides to, quote-unquote, chibi out his characters, it's not as a much of a deformation that is awkward. His kaiju are interesting in and of themselves. If I had to describe them, they'd be a cross of something like the creatures we see in the anime like Bleach, while also being very reminiscent of kaiju films like Shin Godzilla. The kaiju are terrifying and feel out of place in this world, but in a good way, in a way that you as a reader go, these things are terrifying. The anime. Anime adaptations are always interesting. Some adaptations are faithful to the original works, and some feel awkward. Animation-wise, they really seem to have captured the spirit of the art from the manga. Character designs feel like they are lifted from the pages themselves. At the same time, the animation is smooth and enjoyable to watch, much like the manga. They did a great job of making the dramatic moments fit with the story's comedy. Now, the storytelling, however, is a fascinating aspect of this anime, too. Some aspects need to be added to connect the panels from the manga, whereas the manga's opening scenes of a kaiju is only two pages. The anime brings the watcher along for a ride. It shows the kaiju terrorizing the city and the defense force positioning themselves to take it out. At the same time, it shows cutaways of people watching news reports and people's personal commentary as they are seeing what's taking place around them. These added moments to the story did a really great job of getting the viewer up to speed with the world at hand. Now, some scenes from the manga are animated differently because instead of the tall rectangles you have in the manga, you have a 16:9 screen that you're watching. So by nature, you have to change your illustration to gain the proper emotions of the moment. These newly drawn moments do a great job of honoring the original art of the manga. So is Kaiju number 8 worth watching? At the moment, I'd say absolutely. It can quickly draw you in between its faithful adaptation of the manga and the general storytelling. You may enjoy this anime if you're a more mature teenager or an adult who loves giant monsters, comedy, and drama. I know that was a really quick, short discussion. I didn't want to give away a lot of spoilers for this. And I think Celeste and I may do a deeper dive discussion on this anime later down the road. But it was really pretty interesting. And I want to encourage you guys to go check it out. It's on Crunchyroll right now. There's another manga that's coming out, and we may have a review on it later. I'm not sure. But we did a episode of Geek Devotions on it this past week. And it's called Windbreaker. And you may watch it, may not have the same response that I did, but I was genuinely in my emotions and cried during the first episode of this anime. And so I feel like I may be talking about it more down the road. I'm not sure just yet, but I do want to encourage you guys to check that out. If you haven't picked up, if you're watching this or listening to this later, this is Anime April for us here at Geek Devotions. All month long, it's all anime content. That's what we're putting out. So I have a question for you guys. What anime are you guys really excited about this April? What are you watching right now? What do you recommend we watch? Let us know. Have you watched Kaiju number 8? What do you guys think about that? If you're on the YouTube side, make sure you leave comments and let us know your thoughts on it. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts and other places that do reviews, do me a favor. Leave a review. and leave us some stars. Let people know that, hey, we think this is a great podcast for you guys to listen to. So I think that's basically everything. This is hard podcasting, I'm telling you guys, without my bride. It is really difficult. I'm trying to think of everything we need to do. Oh, right. Reminder, guys, our podcast, The Gundam Watch, they put out an episode this past week reviewing the banned episode of Mobile Suit Gundam. Go check that out. And then our podcast, The Bottom Shelf, this Wednesday, will be publishing a new podcast as the team is in the mysterious wormhole, where they're being forced to watch good movies. I don't know. It's a strange world we're living in nowadays. That being said, I just want to say I love you guys. Like, genuinely, Celeste and I love you, and we care about you. We're thankful that you guys take the time to listen to these podcasts, to watch our show. We've had some really great interactions with people as of late. Not that we don't normally do, but lately it's been really impactful. And we're thankful for the opportunity to do life with you guys and to encourage you. So, all that said, until next time, stay devoted, peace and love.